G'day, metalheads. I bought some shopping this afternoon and I spent 0.9 grams of gold on the blockchain to do it. With it, use the virtual card on my phone with Kinesis money. So I've gone all the way from a passbook, a bank book. I pretty much skipped the cards. I've got a couple of cards and I use them occasionally, but I need to get cash out of a machine. And I've been on cash, apart from when I had my business, I had a check account and I used it all that, you know, card then. But yeah, then now I'm at the, now I've got a card on my phone. And when I use it to buy something, I spend gold, which is a bad idea. You shouldn't be spending gold if you've got fiat to use. Use up your fiat. But if you hold some of your wealth, some of your savings in a Kinesis account, you know, when the gold to dollar ratio changes, you don't lose any purchasing power. And it's just 100% backed up by bullion in an exchange, in the allocated bullion exchange. So every gram of gold you own or ounce of silver, KAU or KAG, in Kinesis is 100% backed up by a hunk of metal. They're audited twice a year and they pass every time. But today I was a little bit excited when I actually... It's the first time in my life I've ever used my phone as a card. And the first time I ever did it, I spent a gram of gold rather than fiat. So it was an exciting day once it hit me what I'd actually done. Because some of us think we're going back 100 years and we'll be riding a horse and a, you know, push bike to work or whatever. But I got a foot in each camp. I look around at the moment and there's technology. So maybe we'll have power cuts. Maybe we won't have enough power. So that's the risk you take by, but I won't not advance in the digital world either. Nothing wrong with advancements to make your life better. So It cost me 1.9% to do the transaction also. So you might say, oh, well, you know, it's free when it's in a bank and you're just doing your debit card. Well, there's a reason why it's free. It's because it's not real money. Of course, the transaction fee can be free. It's not free to the vendor. They get charged every time a card gets swiped. 2 or 3% or whatever the hell it is. But this way, everyone pays 1.9% and the yield goes into the pool. And if you hold some savings in the Kinesis, if you have a Kinesis account, you get a holder's yield. So you get some of it back. And when the dollars aren't worth anything, and this stuff is interchangeable with Bitcoin and Ethereum and all sorts of other currencies. There's no Monero in there yet, I see, so disappointed there. But when the dollar's worth nothing, it won't matter to me if we've still got the internet, we've still got the power on, I can transact in gold and silver and buy my groceries. So for all you people out there that thought that, oh, how am I going to buy my groceries? Well, I just did it today. I just bought a bag of groceries with 0.9486 whatever the hell grams of gold. Hey presto, on the blockchain. These tokens are on the blockchain. So it feels to me in my personal life like a technological breakthrough that was just able to spend my gold on the blockchain. And of course it threw fiat at the supermarket. Well, they can have it. I didn't transfer from one Kinesis account to another and send gold to them. If they were awake, they'd be wanting that. Once that happens, we're all on a digital blockchain gold standard with Kinesis money. And this is not a paid promotion.
And one more point on the supermarket scenario where they get charged 2 or 3% for having those little swipey card machines. When they have to pay 2 or 3% on every transaction, don't think for a minute that that's not passed on to every customer in the store. Whether they use cash or card, all costs have to be passed on to the end consumer. Otherwise, no profit, no one gets paid, everyone goes home, supermarket's shut. So I just thought I'd add that bit in.
See you on the next one, guys.